Brothers and sisters, this is the day of An-Nahar, the day of Al-Adha, the day of sacrifices. And isn't religion all of it, from beginning to end, a sacrifice? This is the time in which we remember the sacrifices made by the Hujjaj in the Valley of Mina, been made Hajj to sacrifice in recollection of them at home, our sacrifices to be something that is small compared to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for us. A sheep, a camel, something small. But nonetheless, what it represents is something great. We anticipate the consequences of our sacrifices, inshaAllah, in Allah's gardens. And we also look back in time and we consider the sacrifices that were made by the Anbiya alayhim wassalam in past ages. And in particular, on this day we remember the sacrifice of Abina Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam. That extraordinary moment, that extraordinary time when he says that to his son, إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. The most extraordinary thing ever said by a loving father to his son. And he loves his child. This is his firstborn. Ismail, in Hebrew, it means the one whom Allah heard. Allah heard the prayer of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ خَلِيمٍ. And we gave him the good news of a gentle son. What is more precious to a father than his firstborn, gentle, good son? But he says to his son, oh my son, I see in a dream, in a vision, that I am to slaughter you. So what do you think? Such is the quality of the relationship between father and son that he can confide in him even this. There are so many things that we feel we need to keep from our children. So many things that children feel they have to keep from their parents. Particularly in a time of mistrust and turbulence and selfishness such as our own. But look at the relationship between father and son here. He tells his son directly what he has to do, because he knows that his love for his son will not be diminished, and he knows also that his gentle son's love for his father will not be diminished. And he even asks for his advice. What could be more beautiful than this? He is Khalilur Rahman. He is the one who is the intimate of the All-Merciful God, but here he is asking the advice of his son on such a grave matter. And what does the child say? Ya abati faal ma tu'mar. Oh my father, do as you are commanded. Satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-sabirin. What an extraordinary thing for a child to say. Oh my father, he says, ya abati. In Arabic, that's a very affectionate way of speaking to one's father. The affection, the love, the commitment have not been diminished. He still loves his father. And such is their submission, their Islam, that he just tells him to do as he has been commanded. Because he more than everybody and anybody knows who his father is. The Khalil, the intimate of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows that he receives Allah's commandments truly. And he's only concerned about whether he may or not be sabir, but he says, inshaAllah, with Allah's will, I shall be patient. That is the moment of extraordinary Islam that we recollect at this time of the year. In this time of mistrust, of rebellion, of parental neglect, we find this extraordinary beautiful relationship, the ideal relationship, father and son, affection, respect, mildness. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw their submission, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا, the two of them submitted. And when they both submitted, وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ, took him by the forelock and cast him down. And some of the ulama say that he even ran his knife over the throat of his son, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the last moment made it impossible for that knife to cut. So perfect was that tasdiq, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ, and we gave him an extraordinary ransom, a great ransom. That is what we remember. So the thought has to occur to us, what is the meaning of this greatest day, this great Eid, that is all about sacrifices? We heard the hadith from Ibn Abbas that says that there is nothing more beloved to Allah on this day than iraqatul dam, than the shedding of blood. It seems strange, but what does it mean? What it means is that religion is all about sacrifice, and it's all about a battle. Sometimes there has to be the jihad, the battle against the external enemies of Allah and His Messenger, a commandment that is valid until the Yawm al-Qiyamah. But at all times, unceasingly, there has to be another jihad, which is the precondition for that jihad, which is the struggle within. Human life is like a battlefield. And there is the dawn of our lives when we are born. And the battle continues for a long, hot, shouting, waterless, dangerous day until the sun sets and we go on into the next life. And in the interim, we do not get a moment's respite. There is no break for the mu'min. This is the meaning of the hadith, لَيْسَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ فَرَارًا. The believer is never at a loose end. In other words, the iman means that he is constantly active in the battle. If you're in a battlefield and there are people shouting and fighting and dying and stabbing around you, you don't take time off. You have to be attentive. And that's our condition. Throughout the short day of our lives, we are in this battle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has helped this ummah to defend itself by placing in our hands the sword of the sharia of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by this sword we defend ourselves. This is how we know the halal from the haram. This is how we know the beautiful from the ugly. This is how we know the boundaries. This is how we know to behave. This is how we know how to ward off those muharramat, those ugly things. It is with that sword that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not through our deserving, but through His merit, has placed in our hands that we can ward off the tragedies of alcohol and drugs and of gambling and the lottery and of bad behavior and of all of the other ugly things that take place in modern society and traditionally really in all societies were always present but now seem to be magnified and glorified and not even recognized as vices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this sword. And He asked us to hold on to this sword. And just as in a battle, you never let go of a sword when there's people fighting and screaming and shouting and dying all around you. And there are so many victims, so many people who are defeated. You never let go of the sword of the Sharia of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for one instant, because it is that alone that will protect you. But what are these enemies that come out of the dust and seek to cut us down? These are the enemies within. This is the hawa. This is the nafs. This is the shaitan. This is 1001 temptations that claw at us and try to kill us and trample us under their feet every day. Every moment there is a temptation. At every moment there is a good thing we can be doing and a bad thing that we can be doing. Every moment there is a potential threat. And many Muslims have been given one particular threat, which is their lifelong task to cut down. In fact, the ulama say that everybody has a particular weakness and it has to be his responsibility to deal with that weakness before everything else. And everybody knows what that is, their particular weakness. It might be for telling lies. It might be for laziness. It might be for ugly behavior of some unmentionable kind. We all have one big weakness, which is different for each believer. And that is the weakness that constantly seeks to attack us and treacherously sneak up on us when we're not aware. And even persuade us that it is our friend until it cuts us down and drags us down into the dust with the other losers, the other failures on that great, never-to-be-repeated day of conflict. We have to defeat that. And the believer has to look into his heart and see what is the thing that he does that is most ugly, that he has the greatest difficulty in warding off, and he has to make it his task to defeat that thing. The ulama say, اِذْبَحُ الْهَوَى فِي سُيُوفِ الْمُجَاهَدَةِ. defeat your cravings and your whims with the swords of Mujahada. And the Mujahada is this jihad that never ends, that is within ourselves, that seeks to turn us into angelic beings, that seeks to turn us into people who are worthy of being members of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah. All of those enemies are clawing at us, and we have to fight them. So on this day, we remember the shedding of blood. And we remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His generosity, did not bring about the slaughtering of the son of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because He has said, كَتَبَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. He has prescribed mercy upon Himself. And the nature of this ummah is the nature of rahmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is raheem, merciful towards this ummah. He has given us the means of protecting ourselves. He has given us the prayer. He has given us the fast. He has given us the zakat. He has given us the hajj. He has given us the halal and the haram. Why? In order to express His mercy. Because He doesn't want us to be crushed underfoot in the great tumult of greedy humanity. He wishes us to emerge victoriously, faizin, zafirin, from that great struggle, so that we go into the next world, and again, inshallah, we may see the mercy and even the blessed face of the Arhamar Rahimeen. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us something in our hearts of the spirit of Khalil Rahman Ibrahim alayhi salam, to give us the ability and the strength to hold a knife to the things that seem to be most precious to us, to cast away any possibility of disobedience, of ma'asiyah to the Rabb al-Alameen, to cast into our hearts the sweetness and the love and the affection of true Islam, of truly surrendering to the commandments of heaven, to be aware that peace in our hearts, which is what we all crave, will only come about, is only a possibility when we are at ease with the one who has created us, with the one who produced us and launched us as babies into this great world, and the one who will collect our souls when our bodies are no longer able to sustain life and we are resurrected once again to the one who made us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon us, to show us always His merciful face, and to give us always the strength through His mercy and His love for this ummah, because it is the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will be our intercessor, a shafi'ah, on the last day. Through this love that He has for this ummah, to give us the strength to hold that sword, to give us the strength to ward away the ugly things that are in our souls, to make us beautiful people, to make us shining people, to make us the people who will be fast upon the sirat, whose actions are heavy in the mizan, who drink from the hawd of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who enter paradise proudly, ma'al ghurri al-muhajjaleen, with those people whose faces and whose bodies are shining because of the wudu and because of the other practices that they did, rather than being in a state of humiliation because we allowed ourselves to be defeated, even though we had this great shining sword in our hands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His anbiya, through His mursaleen, had placed in our hands. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this strength. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, waliyya al-muttaqeen, nakal al-zalimeen. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, al-malik al-haq al-mubeen. Ashadu anna muhammadan rasulullah, sadiq al-wa'adil ameen. Usikum wa nafsi bitaqwa Allah. فإنه خير الزاد وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور فكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار واعلموا أن الله قد أمركم بأمر عظيم أمركم بالصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين فقال جل ثناؤه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة
ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا عبادك وبنو عبادك وبنو إمائك، ماض فينا حكمك، عدل فينا قضاؤك. نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك، أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همنا وغمنا، وأن تجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير، وأن تجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بارك الله فيكم وأسعد الله عيدكم، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.